Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to session 4297, supporting CHWs through policies and through systems change. I'm Joanne Calista and I'm going to be your moderator for this session. And just as a point of reference, I want to welcome you again to Massachusetts. I know you've been welcomed many times before. I live and practice here. I'm the director of the Central Mass AHEC that has the Outreach Worker Training Institute training CHWs. And I'm also proud to serve on the Board of Certification in Massachusetts, as well as do some work with the Section Council. And I'm particularly excited about moderating this session because we're at, as you know, a very unique point in time. And as everyone in this room knows, CHWs have been doing amazing work around the globe forever, and amazing work in this country for decades. But it's so exciting to finally see policymakers, researchers, the president really recognizing CHWs. And I think that presents us with unique opportunities, both in terms of impacting research, policy, payment reform, and we're so fortunate today to have national leaders with us that we'll be hearing from around the U.S. about their interventions and their work. And the thing that particularly impresses me is that they have taken charge of these initiatives. CHWs are really driving them, and I think that's just so critical at this point, and it's such a wonderful opportunity. So I'm very pleased to welcome you and our presenters as well. Our first session is the Journey to Certification of CHWs in Illinois, and I'm pleased to introduce Leticia Boughton. Okay. Good afternoon, Chicago Bears fans! Woo! We kicked some butt last night. I am so happy about that. Where is Dr. Molly at? Packer fan, boo-hoo! Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Leticia Boughton. I am the coordinator for the Chicago Community Health Workers Local Network in Chicago, Illinois, which I will be referencing as the network, okay? It's a mouthful. I have two other co-presenters with me, Venancia Bate-Ambrush, who is a PhD candidate and a practicing community health psychologist. And I also have Amparo Castillo, who is also a PhD candidate, and she is from the Midwest Latino Health Research Training and Policy Center in Chicago. So there was supposed to be a disclosure statement here for all three of us, and so we have nothing to disclose, okay? But it's, I don't know, I uploaded the wrong one. But anyway, today's presentation is going to cover the network and our background, survey and focus group purpose and the results, our current activities, and I don't know if we'll have time for questions. But the network, first of all, I just want to define the word journey. According to dictionary.com, a journey was traveling from one place to another, usually taking a rather long time. So we have been together, the network created in 2003 by a group of health educators and their organizations from the Chicagoland area. And our mission is to support and facilitate the progress of CHWs and the diverse communities that they serve through group education, provision of information, resources, health promotion, and disease prevention. So we are for and by CHWs and supported and advised by Health Connect One, who, with our intention of becoming our own entity. So since 2009, the network made up of CHWs and other stakeholders has hosted forums, disseminated surveys, hosted focus groups and committee meetings around certification.
So for many years, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but community health workers have had an important role in outreach, health promotion, and prevention in health research in the United States. Too often, their contributions to healthcare and the workforce remain unknown, unrecognized by many. So currently in Illinois and other states, we do not have legislation recognizing community health workers. And so we at the network, we recognize that and we understood the urgency of addressing that need. And so this presentation is going to cover the results of a series of surveys and focus groups with CHWs in Chicago and its surrounding suburbs. So on that note, Venancia.
Well, good afternoon. I'm a little torn. I work between Chicago and Milwaukee, so I don't know if I should be happy or sad about last night's game. But anyway, we'll move right along. I'd like to talk to you a bit about the process. The CHW Local Network actually hosted a series of meetings, forums, and focus groups between the years of 2009 and 2012, and those groups were intended to build consensus around support for CHW recognition in the state of Illinois. This also included 7 focus groups. The majority of the focus groups actually were with CHWs themselves. 2 were with CHW stakeholders. And the focus groups were done in collaboration with the Health and Medicine Policy Research Group, which provided support in the way of finance as well as some human capital support. So we were very pleased to have them partnering with us on that endeavor. So actually, myself, Dr. Amparo Castillo, and Dr. Yolanda Williams, who could not make it today, all 3 of us served on a code team to do the qualitative data analysis, looking at the results from the focus group. Now, what we were really trying to ascertain were the key policy questions. We wanted to engage CHWs and stakeholders to find out how do CHWs and stakeholders define the roles of CHWs, the responsibilities, as well as opportunities for professional advancement. Another key question was how are CHWs prepared to perform their duties in terms of training, competencies, and supervision? And lastly, we wanted to know what are the considerations pertaining to CHW certification, specifically looking at areas of governance, oversight, core training competencies, supervision, funding, reimbursement, as well as challenges and barriers. So in terms of the participants, it's really important for you to know that we really did make every effort to engage participants across a diverse area within the state of Illinois. But in terms of our focus groups, basically those were participants from metropolitan Chicago. If you're at all familiar with the city of Chicago, it is actually in the county of Cook, which borders Indiana, and then the county of Lake borders Wisconsin. So we had representation pretty much from the Wisconsin border to the Indiana border in terms of our focus groups. But we recognize that there are other issues that are important to CHWs across the entire state of Illinois. So in order to get the input of those who were not able to actually physically participate in the focus groups, we actually did have a SurveyMonkey survey available online so that participants across the great state of Illinois could also give their insights and input into the process. While what we're discussing today will mainly focus on the qualitative aspects of the analysis, there will be some information regarding the SurveyMonkey results also interspersed throughout. So to talk to you about one of the key findings, we really wanted to look at how do CHWs define themselves, their work, and their scope of practice. And this is very important because, as we all know, there are various definitions out there, but as we also know, the APHA one is the best. So, and our results actually did find that the majority of our participants did agree with the APHA definition for community health workers and preferred that over other definitions that are also in somewhat common use. So in addition to that, we also wanted to look at the scope of practice, and the CHWs who participated thought it was very important to include both paid CHWs as well as non-paid. And as you know, there is a range which includes volunteer, stipend, and salaried CHWs. They also felt it was important to look at community-based participatory research and incorporate CHWs in research, and to be broad and inclusive to look at all areas of CHW work, and to focus more on systems and not just on tasks. Specific roles that CHWs can play, so really looking at their impact on the overall system. And of course, empowerment was important, and anything that we do or should consider really has to grasp the essence and the passion and the mission of CHW work, as well as addressing the social determinants of health. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Amparo Castillo, who will talk about other key findings.
Thank you, Vanessa. My work in relation to community health workers has been mostly as developing materials, educational materials for community health workers, and providing training on those. For that reason, I always end up talking about that, trainings. But in this case, the question of trainings was very general, and we actually did not use a definition, or there was not use, and I'm not saying I, because I wasn't the one leading the focus groups. I was part of the team that did the analysis of the data collection. But there was not a clear definition of the term training, except that it was expected that everybody would understand how to enhance the knowledge of the community health workers. And it was kind of as broad as that definition that I have just given you, you can imagine. So we were asking, we were asked, because there was a large group of professionals and administrators involved in participating in these focus groups who also provided their opinion. And the question, and that's why you are going to see the other column here, because that refers to participants in the focus groups who also provided their opinion either in survey or in person at those discussions. Do you believe it is beneficial for all community health workers to have basic common training related to their work? But it seems very simple. But everybody, we could still find people that were not sure whether that was going to be an advantage or not. In this case, the reference to training and the implication here was whether there was going to be something different than the training that they receive in their particular job, what was going to be required or that they would expect to receive. And for that reason, we have the majority of the community health workers saying yes, especially those who were more experienced. They all know the importance of receiving training outside of the specifics of the job. And the others refer to the job providers. Many of them are the supervisors and are the directors or of community organizations who hire or train community health workers. So another of the key findings was addressing whether there should be a different level of or complexity of the training associated with that, with the provision of knowledge. So again, we have people that don't find it necessary to have the basic and advanced or manager training specific to community health work. I point out that again, the group that says others are the ones who provide the jobs and support the community health worker work, and yet there are people who don't consider necessarily important to have advanced or basic trainings defined and separate. Which process for core training would be best for community health workers? And you can see these are broad questions. The interpretations are huge. So community health workers participate in training programs, academic or experiential, and then must pass an exam. And the other one, participate in an accredited training program, and then show a portfolio of classes or experiences to a certification board. And the one that seemed to have more appeal, the board certifies or accredits a training program, and each CHW who completes the training receives a certificate that confirms that they have fulfilled basic competencies. In this case, we're making mention of core competencies of that program. Every community health worker job is different and should not be competence. There should not be competence training. This is one of the key points of contention among the groups, because some of them believe that having just the fact that we're going to have certification of particular training is going to serve to create division between those who have and those who don't have. So there's going to be room for those discussions, so just keep your comments and we continue later. The other portion of the results have to do with when we were talking about certification, there was not a clear definition of what certification meant. And so it also gave room for confusion and for different answers. So some of them were actually considered certification and combining that definition of a certification board with the definition of what could be a professional association of community health workers. But in any case, everybody agrees that there should be a body who oversees the process and who is going to be in charge basically of authorizing, supervising, making sure that whatever standards are chosen are going to be followed. And I refer to standards because some of the participants in the focus groups, particularly the employers, were very clear that they need standards. It's not that just the community health workers would like them. The employers need them and want them because it allows them to organize their budgets and everything else and create a very good organized information for their own workforce. Dr. Lee, nice to see you. The board composition should be, and everybody agrees on this, at least 50% of community health workers should be participating in the decision making. And the other groups should be composed of different professionals, hopefully with experience working with community health workers. And finally, board members selected by CFW and partners across the state, they are trying to make sure that we are not going to be selecting only from Chicago, which would be very easy, and leave behind those who are more rural experienced, who have other conditions. But the process is still has to be determined. There is a lot of work and a lot of room to to cover in this journey. The board functions should cover at least, and this is a very small summary, reviewing curriculum, define basic and advanced competencies, discussion needed regarding additional functions, and whether they would provide a statewide recognition that should not be connected so deeply in the government. That was another concern. Now, everybody agreed that there should be the majority, again, 84% at least, agreed that there should be a training of core competencies outside of the specific work-related training. And those core competencies, like you see there, are going to be more of the developing of the person and the professional in the community health worker herself. I think my time is up. I'm going to leave it for my colleagues. We are going to, as you can see, we're going to need to have a much more discussion of these issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Amparo. Yes, and for the sake of time, we're actually just going to quickly go past the next two slides, which talk about other important findings and discussion, because it's kind of redundant based on the conversation we've had thus far, and go to limitations. There are a few that we need to mention regarding the qualitative data analysis. In terms of sampling, it was a convenient sample, which relied on collaborations that were currently developed by the Community Health Worker Local Network. Opponents to certification really were not included in this because they chose not to participate in the surveys or the focus groups, so their voice is missing from the data and from the discussion. Focus group data were not transcribed verbatim, but rather provided to the coders in a summary form. Other sorts of things, let's see. Well, the most important one really is that two of the coders, being Amparo and myself, are members of the Chicago CHW Local Network, proudly, but we do need to disclose that. And in terms of conclusions, I'm just going to read for you a very brief statement that we utilized at the end of the qualitative data analysis, which goes as follows. There are multiple policy issues that impact CHWs. It is crucial for CHWs to be empowered and to have a voice in determining the future of their discipline. CHWs in Illinois have many other state models to consider in creating the infrastructure for Illinois. CHWs and their allies must continue to advocate for the occupation's recognition among potential employers and their unique role on the interdisciplinary care team, crafting a strategy that is inclusive of the various types of CHWs, their communities, and occupational settings is of the utmost importance. The lived experience, cultural acumen, and passion for the work are key ingredients for successful community work. CHWs and stakeholders alike urge that any level of professionalization not strip CHW profession of its heart. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Leticia for further comments.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm talking about our current activities based on the survey results. So we have, with our policy work group, we drafted key points to some legislation, and the legislation covered a standard definition for CHWs, a scope of practice, an advisory committee, and encouraged state agencies and other entities to utilize and reimburse the work of CHWs. We've met with key policymakers, state legislators, state entities, IDPH, HHS regarding the legislation, and we are hoping to introduce legislation during our spring session of 2014. Regarding curriculum and certification, we had a curriculum and certification committee revise and submit a CHW core curriculum to a junior college board of trustees and the Illinois Community College Board, which we are happy to announce that a CHW basic certificate will be offered at South Suburban College in South Holland, Illinois, in January of 2014. And we are currently in talks with the City College System to implement a core CHW curriculum and establish a career pathway for CHWs in Illinois. So that journey definition that I mentioned earlier, I gave you the part one. So now here's the part two. Journey, a passage or progress from one stage to another. So I am happy to submit to you our progress from that long journey. It's now coming to not an end, but we're getting very close to the shore and seeing some things come to life. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Venancia and Amparo for co-presenting. I want to thank everybody in Illinois who have laid the foundation, whose shoulders I am standing on, who have supported the network and the efforts to move CHWs forward in Illinois. Some specific acknowledgments, our board members, our advisory members, Health Connect One, our policy work group members, especially Health Medicine Policy Research Group and the Healthcare Consortium of Illinois, our curriculum and certification work group members, Dean Waddy of South Suburban College. I've been seeing Laura Behena around here, but that's one of the shoulders that I'm standing on, and my coworker, Alfredo Lopez. So I just want to thank you all, and I will be around. We have left some information in the back. Feel free to email me, and thank you.
Thank you. What a great presentation, and you presented so much rich information. And I think when we look at certification, there are so many challenging and subtle nuances, and you gave us a lot to guide us. I also want to apologize to Leticia. I was so excited about seeing everyone here in the room and learning from everyone's PowerPoints that I didn't read your bio. So I'm going to do that now. Okay. Leticia Bowden, currently the network coordinator for the Chicago CHW local network with Health Connect One. Leticia is responsible for sustaining and building a network of over 800, that's impressive, community health workers and other stakeholders. Leticia has served as an AmeriCorps volunteer and team leader with the Chicago Health Corps, providing asthma and diabetes education to youth and families throughout Chicago. Thank you for your presentation.